Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Growing up with dogs, especially female ones, may reduce the risk of asthma in children, recent research shows. But that isn't all that's new about man's best friend. The same study found so-called allergy-friendly dog breeds did not reduce the risk of asthma. Swedish researchers studied families who had a dog and a young child at home during a 3-year period, more than 23,000 people in all. They parsed human health data and dog demographics that included breed, gender, and size. They also concentrated on hypoallergenic dog breeds that don't shed much or at all. Then they looked for links between the dog's characteristics and allergy and asthma diagnoses in children at the age of 6. After excluding other risk factors that could cause allergies and asthma, the researchers found that a dog's gender can strongly influence asthma in children. Children with only female dogs at home had a 16% lower risk of asthma than those raised with male dogs. That may be because certain dogs, especially unneutered males, release more allergens than those that are neutered or than female dogs, the researchers noted. The total number of dogs at home also appears to be a factor. Children with at least 2 dogs had a 21% lower risk of asthma than those with 1 dog. Owning an allergy-friendly breed of dog also wasn't associated with lower asthma risk, they found. The American Kennel Club lists 19 breeds as being best for allergy sufferers, including the Bichon Frise, Afghan Hound, and Giant Schnauzer. While the researchers found no relation between allergy-friendly breeds and a lower risk of asthma, these dogs also did not raise the asthma risk. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.